I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we are back with Dr. Jonathan Ellerbe, The Seven Gateways of Spiritual Experience, Awakening to a Deeper Knowledge of Love, Life, Balance, and God. One of the gateways we were touching on earlier, and that was spiritual experience. You mentioned one that you had. I mentioned seeing my soul body earlier on the show. During my monologue, I talked about this vision that popped into my head out of nowhere, out of Food Basics of all place, grocery shopping, an old high school teacher I hadn't thought about in years. The next day, I get a message from my sister, who also attended the same high school, telling me that Mr. Gibson, the history teacher, had passed away suddenly. So that's one of the seven gateways, spiritual experiences. You know, not to treat this like a laundry list, but do you want to mention the other six and how we sort of integrate these experiences into our lives?
Sure. Well, why don't we start by just doing the rundown? It's like the old David Letterman top 10 list.
There we go.
And then you can pick away at it as you like. So they're organized from really what I would consider to be the most common to the most rare. And yet, people shouldn't misunderstand when you hear these things. There's no value placed on any of them in the sense that one isn't better than the other. Because what we notice is that people seem to have natural aptitudes for certain types of spiritual experiences more than others. That might be interesting to know. Mm-hmm. And often what people do is they'll compare themselves. Well, I always get to see this stuff, but I don't get to see that stuff. And we need to kind of like let go of all this judgment and control and just be grateful for however we get it. So the first one I call set or spiritual experience type, right? So this is set one, and it's truth and beauty. And these are simply aha moments in the middle of an ordinary day in an ordinary setting where somehow the present moment opens up to an extraordinary, almost, you might say, magical or super enriched experience of our senses and whatever may be happening at the time. So this is present moment awareness, mindfulness based, and it's just when something that's a regular moment turns into a shining moment of peace. And the funny thing about this one, and I won't talk too much about each of them, but just enough to give people a sense, you could just be having your morning coffee, and one day you walk to the window, and a bird that you've never seen before lands in your yard or on your whatever balcony. And for some reason, today, in this moment, no explanation, it takes your breath away. Mm. You were worried about taxes and bills, gone. you were stressed about your relationship, gone. In one shining moment, you remember that life is beautiful, that there are extraordinary things happening all around us all the time, and we're just left with this feeling of gratitude and wonder. The second set, the spiritual experience type, is ordinary magic. Now, these also happen in ordinary settings, but it's when something extraordinary occurs in those ordinary settings. So these are things like extreme synchronicities, miracles, right? Unusual healings. It's called ordinary because someone might say, miracle, how's that ordinary? But it means it's happening in the ordinary realm. Right. So someone goes into the hospital, they're never supposed to come out, and they do. These stories we hear, mother is in a car accident with her child. The child's trapped under the car, and unexplainably, the woman lifts the car off her child. No science can explain how she had the strength, but it's a car, and it's a kid, and it's a woman. It's an ordinary setting, but it's magical. So that's the second set. The third set we've talked about, that's the spirit world. But for me, this is a big category. This is everything in the paranormal. And I even include religious phenomena. So deities, divine characters, light beings, angels, ancestors, mm-hmm. all that stuff. If it's a right. being that has an energetic form but no material body, that's spirit world. Divine energy, which is often associated with energy healing, energy work, but also psychedelic experience. The experience of divine energy is where we begin to depart the conventional world of form. So now there's not beings, there's no ghosts, there's no, we're not in the ordinary realm at all now. Divine energy is an experience in which we perceive directly the energy dimensions of our reality, of consciousness. And this might be perceiving the quantum or sub-quantum realm. This might be feeling projected into extreme astronomical realms. So we're out into the cosmos. There's a variety of experiences here, but we're typically experiencing fields of energy and light, color, vibration. Often this experience is accompanied by exceptional sound experiences. So that's that one. And then we move on to set five is right. the cosmic self. And that's when we have an experience in which we retain consciousness and feel that we are in ourself, but we are not in our body. So out-of-body experiences fall into this category.
Right.
Near-death experiences fall into this category, although many experiences cross levels. Any experience where, again, maybe it's a dream, a lucid dream, and you're flying, or you have a healing ability, or you meet someone, and then they're real in real life, this is the cosmic self. The last two are really where we move into what traditional academics talk about when they talk about mysticism and the mystics. Now, in the modern world, people use the word mystical sometimes for all of these things. Sometimes people use the word mystical just to diminish something and say, oh, that's a mystical sort of like woo-woo experience. But mystical is a very distinct category of human perception. And what's common to the mystical experiences is it's a feeling of direct connection or perception of the ultimate nature of reality. So in set six, formless spirit, we feel the presence of this ultimate reality, which some will call God, some will call consciousness, some will call spirit, and they understand in that moment vividly that it is in the world and beyond. It is more than the world. The final set, pure consciousness, is somewhat the most contested and debated in scholastics because it's so hard to understand despite the fact that the records are so consistent around the world. In the moment of the pure consciousness experience, there is actually no content to the experience. It's the ultimate merging of self with ultimate consciousness. So there's nothing to observe because you become one with that which you are observing. So typically what happens is people feel, and I write about my own experience in the book, spiritual experience, people feel a kind of dissolving of self. And then
yes.
there is this spacious moment in which time dissolves, space dissolves, self dissolves, and most of the wisdom we bring out of it comes afterwards when we, in some ways, reintegrate into our form and into our modern self, and the insights unfold over time. However, the one thing I'll say to wrap it up is that what all of these have in common is they feel more real than everyday life, and they leave us with the sense that we have glimpsed the way things really are.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jumping to number 7 for a moment, pure consciousness. It reminds me, I had an opportunity to speak with, I believe this is going back years ago, UCLA hospital, I think, was it Harvard? Anyway, it was Dr. Charles Grobe, and he was experimenting with the use of psilocybin, like synthesized magic mushrooms, to ease end-of-life anxiety.
Yeah.
And I spoke with some of the patients, and they talked about this experience of while they were on psilocybin, the total erasure of ego. One described it, they were standing on a boat in the middle of the ocean. First, the ocean disappeared, then the boat disappeared, and then they disappeared. And I thought to myself, I don't know if I could handle that. That would be, if you're not prepared, that would be incredibly scary for your ego to be just gone.
Yeah. So listen, you brought up something very, I think very honest, and a real, it raises a real dimension of how we can embrace these things and why we sometimes don't. I will tell you that particularly for the last four, divine energy, cosmic self, formless spirit, pure consciousness, there is absolutely an unquestionable dissolving of the familiar sense of self and reality. And that is scary. It requires, I would say, some self-discipline, some practice. So people can prepare for these things by knowing they exist so that when it happens, it doesn't freak you out. They can prepare for these things by meditating, using guided imagery, accessing similar states through the imagination. But that description you just shared is exactly like my own experience. And I will tell you that there are moments, I believe, where people do approach this and it starts to get so weird that they quite literally shake their heads and say, I don't know what's going on, but I got to get out of here. And I'll bet you that there are many listeners right now who were at a wild party one night and it was too much whatever, alcohol, LSD, you know, mushrooms, pot, and they left the party and they flopped down on the grass in a quiet, you know, neighbor's yard or in a nearby park. And the party faded away and they looked up into the night sky and all of a sudden all that chaos of their life and the social tension and all the crap that they were around dissolved and they felt the beauty of the world. They felt the ground beneath them merging with them. They felt the trees beginning to blend together. They felt the whole world starting to become one. And then some people kept going and others said, what the hell's happening? And they rolled over and they grabbed their phone or they called their friend or they, you know, yeah, it gets weird. It gets very weird.
You mentioned special, some people have special aptitudes for one experience over another. Is there, do you think, a physiological reason for that? For example, I don't know if there's been any studies, where maybe we take an image of someone's hippocampus, because they've had, you know, repeated, experiences with astral travel versus someone else who sees light beings versus someone else, who's had, you know, repeated, abductions or close encounters, right. Let's say.
So this is a phenomenal question, and it actually gives me a chance to share something with your listeners that's pretty exciting, and maybe somebody listening can help. So the answer is yes and no. So what we've seen is a lot of neuroscience done generically on spiritual experiences, meaning, you know, MRIs or CAT scans or brain caps put on people while meditating or while experiencing psychedelic experiences or while having some of these seven types of experiences. And what they're usually looking for is, you know, where's the activity in the brain? Are there consistent correlates, different types of experiences, different areas of the brain? So yes, generally speaking, there is some mapping of where spiritual experiences are active in the brain. However, two important things, and then the opportunity. So first of all, and Andrew Newberg is a great popular scientist who's done a lot of work on this type of brain study and brain research. And what he says, like most of the responsible physicians and scientists doing this work, is that while they can show where spiritual experiences are showing up in the brain, and they can correlate different parts of the brain to different experiences, there's still no conclusive proof that the brain is creating the experience, because that's what a lot of people are hoping, that they can just dismiss all this stuff. But here's the next step, and this is where you've asked something very, very, I think, very clever and important, which is, because people have different brains. There are different brain shapes and different brain types. And since spiritual experiences show up in different parts of the brain, can someone have an aptitude? We haven't seen much research beyond speculation into this at all. However, I have been invited to participate, and right now I'm going to keep it a bit generic, but to work with an Ivy League medical school to study neurodivergence and spiritual experience. So we have the chance, Richard, to actually study the brain scans of distinct brain types and then do exhaustive inventories of the types of experiences these people are having. And the hope is to see if there are, just the way we can see musical aptitude, you know, musical brains and sports brains and, you know, eloquent linguistic brains, can we see spiritual savants? Can we see spiritual genius? Now, the catch is this Harvard, I almost said the name of the school, Ivy League, this Ivy League institution, they fund the institute that will handle the research, but they don't handle the funding of the research. So if anyone wants to see this research done and they know someone who can make it happen, they should contact me, because there's an incredible university ready to break ground and show that consciousness and spirituality are not just available to everyone, but they are innate to our reality. It's not whether you believe in it or not, okay? As you explore in so many of the shows that you have here on Coast to Coast, spiritual experiences are revealing dimensions of reality, not creating them, not imagining them, revealing them. And we believe that this research could go a long way to prove that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.